Time to catch up with Darren Fuzzard from the Mount Alexander Shire now to have a look at all things a local council. Darren, good morning.
Morning, Robbo.
How are we this fine, fine morning?
Very well, thank you. Every day's a good day in Castlemaine and Mount Alexander, Robbo, you know that.
And every day's a good day above ground, that's true too, yes. Hey, so talking of great work that you're doing out there too, we've been talking a bit about Maldon and the sort of rescaping of the main street and what have you, and the new Heritage Look streetlights, they're about to come into play.
They are, Robbo, yeah. As you say, there's a lot of parts of this project we've been talking about for a long time. And yeah, so this week is the installation of new custom-made streetlights. And it is obviously in the next step that we're taking to restore that main heritage streetscape. So the lights have been custom designed, and they are, of course, designed to be sympathetic to the town's heritage. And we've got Powercor installing those streetlights and poles in High Street from Spring Street to Francis Street, so that's on the highway, and in Main Street from High Street up to Templeton Street this week. So there'll be a bit of traffic changes in place while those works are happening, Robbo, but we are expecting, all things being well, for that work to be completed by Thursday. So another great step in that project, but lots more still to come, Robbo. We've got still the pedestrian crossing points. We've got the footpaths to fix up, the upgrading of the bins and the street furniture. We've got planting of trees, and we're doing all of that, of course, in a way that, again, protects those and maintains those qualities and heritage values of old Maldon that we know everybody absolutely loves. And yeah, I might just, again, Robbo, say a big thanks to the members of the community on our project steering committee who are helping us to get that right. So lots more to come. And just that other element to the project too that's underway now, Robbo, is the shopfront improvement program, where we're providing funds to eligible building owners in the retail precinct to undertake works to improve the appearance of their shop fronts and restore and or reinstate the buildings back to their past glory. So we've got up to $25,000 in match funding for under that initiative with the building owners, and we just need the building owners to apply by Tuesday the 30th of November to be eligible for that. And they can get more information via our website, Robbo, under the shopfront program.
All righty. Most secondary art that I see seems to be on the walls of buildings using spray cans, but there is some good secondary college art going on at the art show.
Even the stuff on walls is pretty good around here too, Robbo. Not that I want to encourage that, because
no,
we get some of the bad stuff as well every now and then.
Yeah.
But yes, we do have a new exhibition of artwork by the Castlemaine Secondary College students, and that's on show in the Historic Market Building. And it really does give a glimpse of more of the amazing emerging talent that's in our community, Robbo. So it's got photography, drawing, collage, traditional painting. It's got some pop art in there. It's got tarot card art and also Japanese manga. So lots of different elements to that exhibition. And it really is a great insight into the hearts and minds of our creative young people in the Shire, Robbo. And certainly highlights their optimism and their ability to bounce back after what's been a pretty rough couple of years for everyone, and no less than our young people. So that's open daily. The exhibition's open daily in the Market Building, Robbo, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. up until Friday the 19th of November.
Yep. Okay. And talking about tough for the young as well, a reminder of youth mental health first aid course starting next week too.
Yeah, I did mention this one before, Robbo, but the Youth Mental Health First Aid course, which is run by our very own council staff, is an absolutely brilliant bit of training for parents and carers of young people between age 10 to 25 years who might be a little bit concerned about the mental health of their kids or the people who they love. And it's a great opportunity to learn more about how you can help them. So there's two face-to-face learning sessions. There's one on Monday the 15th of November and one on Thursday the 18th of November from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's all in the Castlemaine Civic Centre. So anyone who wants to have a look at that, please give us a call on 54711826, or you can find it on the Mount Alexander Shire Youth page under the training section.
Thank you very much, Darren. And we'll just say in closing, only a week left for green waste drop-off, so contact the council if you've got any queries there. And that is where we will leave it for today, mate. You have yourself a great week and look forward to chatting next week.
Thanks very much, Robbo.
All the best. Yeah. Darren Fuzzard from the Mount Alexander Shire on the Wake Up Call. Gold Centre Victoria, FM 98.3 and AM 1071.